Look at the subject of walking in the light. Walking in the light. 1 John chapter 1. We'll begin reading here in verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help me as I preach this evening. Lord, help us, Lord, as your children to walk in the light, we ask. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This is a very familiar passage. Our text verse is at verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. We're talking about walking in the light this evening. And we have the, as I do every once in a while, I have an acrostic for light. And for our new theme, Abound, if you remember, I had an acrostic for that also. And somebody told me after church, they said, you could have done the same thing with the word grow. Basically, you could have made it shorter is what they were trying to say. And it was like you're no longer my favorite daughter-in-law now. And I suppose you could have done that too. But it's working with the word light. And so don't worry, it won't be as long as last week. But the idea of walking in the light, walking in the light. And as far as that, we see the letter L. We see we need to love the Lord. Love the Lord. You know, Matthew 22, verse 37 says, love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. You know, if we love him like we should, we'll give him the place in our life that we should, which would be the first, give him first place. You know, he doesn't just deserve a place in our lives. He deserves to have the first place in our life. Far too many of God's people have, they'll give him a place. You know, and if you number them, unfortunately, it wouldn't be number one. You see, folks that, they'll fit God in wherever they have an open spot in their schedule. Wherever they have, I'll spend time in his word. You know what? As long as I don't have a real busy day that day and I got to get going early. And so, whatever that item is, whether it be work or whatever it is, that takes precedent over, it bumps God out of his slot, if you will. But the thing is, we need to, if we love him like we should, we'd have no trouble giving him that first place in our lives. We need to love the Lord. And the thing is, we can prove our love for him by loving others also. You know, you think about, I'll be honest with you. What do all the presidents always say when they at the beginning? I'm going to be transparent. Yeah, we all laugh at that. And it seems like the more turmoil that we're dealing with, your temper or you have a little shorter fuse. It's a little easier for people to get on your nerves. Think of it seems like the last few days of the week, the work week, Sam and I'd go down Ohio and turn on 20, and the same woman in a van was behind us. It was like 3 days, out of last week, and we'd turn, and apparently, I don't know if she needs to leave a few minutes earlier, but when she gets to 20, it's like, green flag. And what you got to do then is like, wait a minute, the person behind me wants a round. Oh no, And so it's like, what's your job then? To keep them from passing you. Things like that, you're just a little, you don't have quite the patience we used to have, it seems like. But you know what? We need to have love for one for another. And when it comes to our brothers and sisters in Christ, when we pray for each other, that'll help us to love one another more. It's hard not to love someone that you're lifting their name up in prayer to the Lord. It's harder to be upset with them when you're praying for them too. It's easy to say, well, why did they act like that? What was their problem? Well, we don't know what their problem was. We want everyone to have patience with us and cut us a break. But that seems to be a one-way street. But we need to love the Lord. Not only that, letter I, we need to imitate the Lord. We need to imitate the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. It says, ye should follow his steps. It's part of that verse that says, ye should follow his steps. You know what? As children of God, we should follow his steps. As Christians, we're supposed to be Christ-like. And we say that, you've heard it many times. I've said it many times. We're to be Christ-like. We need to imitate the Lord. Follow our example. There are plenty that are following Satan's example, following his will. We need to follow the example of our Heavenly Father. You see little kids, a lot of times, though, they'll imitate their parents. And you think, why? Because, their parents are someone they look up to. And sometimes you look at the parents and say, there's not much hope for that little kid. If they're looking up to that guy, if they're looking up to their parents, then, there's not much hope for them. But there is hope for them. Some of them just don't know better. But the thing is, we need to imitate the Lord. As far as the little kids, I think I told you, several years ago, there was a fellow, and he stood out, his name's out of my mind. So he had a mohawk, here he was holding on to a little boy's hand, and that little kid's probably 3 or 4 years old, and sure enough, that little kid had a mohawk too, and it's like I don't know if he wanted that mohawk or dad wanted him to have that mohawk. I don't. Maybe you needed to toughen him up a little bit. And here, get yourself a mohawk. I don't know what it was, but it was like the little boy looked just like, had the same haircut as his dad. But we need to imitate the Lord. And it, like I said, we need to look like, if we're going to imitate the Lord, there's a lot of characteristics that that we might have that don't resemble the Lord. You know, don't get me wrong. There are those characteristics that we can explain away, and they're not really that bad. I know, you know, but there we need to imitate the Lord. Even in those things that, you know, we might be able to imitate him in the, you know, these areas here. But over here, you know, we struggle a little bit. But you know what? We need to work on those too. We need to love the Lord. We need to imitate the Lord. We need to glorify the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says, do all to the glory of God. We need to glorify the Lord in everything that we do. We need to involve him in every aspect of our lives. I've shared with this before. There was a fellow that I knew that he thought we should involve God, obviously, in the when it came to things of the church. But when it came to things as far as, your secular work and things like that, he didn't think God needed to be involved in that. And I mean, this fellow, sadly enough, this fellow went to Bible college. He wasn't just some new, baby Christian that didn't know any better. This fellow, he was saved and he went off to Bible college and he knew better. But he just didn't, you know, he thought there was no need to involve God in his secular life. How sad that is. But you know what? If you look around, it seems like there's a lot of Christians that have that same mindset. But we need to glorify God in everything that we say and do, and in every aspect of our lives. We need to glorify him as far as sharing the gospel with folks. We need to share the gospel, whether it be through your testimony, whether it be through handing them a tract, or whatever it may be, inviting them to church. Do they see it through your life? Is your testimony glorifying to him? Not only do we need to glorify the Lord, we need to honor the Lord. We need to honor the Lord. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance. You know, the idea of giving to the Lord, the 10%. I had a fellow, this fellow, he, when I tell you what he said, you'll understand that he wasn't a member of a church. He liked watching different preachers on TV and do that. He'd go to church once in a while, but he told me, he goes, you know what? Giving's not in the Bible, or not in the New Testament. He goes, tithing, that's not in the New Testament. I'm going, what? You know, but the thing is, in Matthew 20. Was it 23:23? We'll turn over there. I'll show you this. The idea that we need to honor the Lord with our substance. I believe this is the verse I'm looking for. It was one of those deals. It was like, well, I know it's Bible. I'm going to. Then I heard somebody else say something about it. And it's like, well, yeah, that's why. Because I'm thinking, you know what? As long as I've been growing up and I've been taught that, I believe that. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, then somebody questions it. And it's like, well, I know it's in there. I just need to find that verse that. And sure enough, it's in there. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ye ought to have done, and not to have not to leave the others undone. What does he say? You know, you were tithing, and that's good. You need to do that, but you need to do the other stuff too. You know, we need to honor the Lord with our substance. Are we willing to do we tithe? Do we, if the Lord blesses us, are we willing to use it for His work? So we need to love the Lord. We need to imitate the Lord, glorify the Lord, and honor Him. And then we need to trust the Lord. We need to trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, Proverbs 3:5. Do we trust Him? You know, and I know it seems like lately I've talked about having faith. And, you know, the idea that far too many Christians, their faith ends where their sight ends. And as we know, that's not faith at all. They don't have any more trust in the Lord than Thomas did. You know, it's like, well, if I can see the proof, well, then I'll believe it. But you know, we need to trust the Lord. You know, there are many people, you know, we've all heard it. It's like somebody will say, well, trust me. And anymore, you know, they don't usually say, have I ever let you down? Because it seems like, you know, most people are like, if you've known them any length of time, probably the answer is, you know, to some degree or another, it's like, well, yeah, you did that one time. Or, yeah, well, I don't remember when you didn't let me down. You know, you never know to what degree that is. But, you know, we need to trust the Lord. He's never given us a reason not to trust Him. He's always been there for us. I know we could go around the room and take, we could tell stories how that He was there for us. And the fact that we can trust Him. He is trustworthy. And we're so quick to trust other things. But then when it comes to the things of the Lord, we're like, well, you know, we're going to be skittish about it. We're not sure we don't want to just jump into that trusting God thing, seemingly. And He's there, and He wants what's best for us. We can trust Him, and we need to trust Him. And not just for as far as we can see how we can imagine how it would go, or I can see how this will work out. No, we need to trust Him when we can't see anything. We need to trust Him when everything seems like, you know what, there is no way, I don't see how there's any way through this problem or around this problem or that I'm going to make it. But you know what? I'm going to take it to the Lord, and I trust that He'll help me through it. And He won't let you down. There, you might have friends and relatives, and they have the best intentions, but you know what? There'll be times when they let you down, or just they just don't have the ability to help you. But the Lord is there for you. We can trust Him. We need to have faith in Him. We can walk in the light. And you see these different ways these five different ways that we can increase our trust in Him and walk in the light with Him. Things that we can, I think, there's probably not a Christian that can't say, you know what, in all five of those things, I could work in 2021 to improve just a little bit more in those areas. You know what, that area needs a little bit of work on it. Some of them might need a lot of work on them. I don't know. But the thing is, we need to keep pressing forward. We say we want to abound. in our spiritual life. If we take these five things and work on them, that'll be one good way that we can abound.